Know the Father's rich provision. Matthew chapter 6 verses 25 to 30. Therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? Consider how the lilies of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his glory was adorned like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? The priority of putting the kingdom first. Matthew chapter 6 verses 31 to 34. Therefore do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or, what shall we drink? Or, what shall we wear? For the Gentiles strive after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Therefore do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Today has enough trouble of its own. Ministering the kingdom. Matthew chapter 10 verses 5 to 8. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go onto the road of the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Freely received, freely administer. Matthew chapter 10 verses 5 to 15. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not carry any gold or silver or copper in your belts. Take no bag for the road, or second tunic, or sandals, or staff, for the worker is worthy of his provisions. Whatever town or village you enter, find out who is worthy there and stay at his house until you move on. As you enter the home, greet its occupants. If the home is worthy, let your peace rest on it, but if it is not, let your peace return to you. And if anyone will not welcome you or heed your words, shake the dust off your feet when you leave that home or town. Truly I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. The authority of the believer. Matthew chapter 16 verse 19, and I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. The need to endure. Matthew chapter 24 verses 10 to 14, and then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come. No turning back. Luke chapter 9 verses 60, 62. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go you and preach the kingdom of God. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow, and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.